USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation is waking up to another grim COVID milestone. 1 million people have now lost their lives to the virus. President Biden updating the death toll overnight, sending prayers to all the loved ones left behind. The Senate is expected to vote next week on a bill to help restaurants, bars, and other small businesses stay in business. The $48 billion aid package is aimed at restaurants and bars, buses and ferries, gyms, minor league teams, live event support companies, and border region businesses. Those enterprises were hit particularly hard and saw big revenue losses during the pandemic. President Biden is set to host leaders of Southwest Asian nations at the White House on Thursday and Friday. The leaders set to discuss China's influence on the region and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
More people in northern New Mexico are bracing to be evacuated as the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak wildfire rages toward Tahoe County. Wind and dry conditions helped the fire char more than 200,000 acres, forcing thousands of people from their homes. State Representative Roger Montoya.
The impact directly on citizens is dire. We have elders, extremely poor individuals, no homeowners insurance in many cases, nowhere to go.
The National Weather Service says there are critical fire conditions across the Southwest, Southern Rockies, and High Plains. The Supreme Court justices are holding a private meeting Thursday. It'll be their first time gathering since a draft opinion from February was illegally leaked, showing the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling may be overturned this summer. That would leave it up to states to decide abortion legislation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Reacting to the latest consumer price index data, President Biden calls inflation unacceptably high. White House Director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, says the president is already doing what he can to fight inflation.
The president's taking action right now, not waiting a single day.
The CPI rose 0.3% in April, while the year-over-year increase was 8.3%. A federal appeals court says a California law banning sales of semi-automatic weapons to people under 21 years old is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the law, in effect since last July, infringes on their Second Amendment rights. The judge cited the young adults who fought and died in the American Revolution to help establish America and eventually the Constitution that protects the right to bear arms. One state is doing what they can to try to control the bird flu.
The state of Michigan is working to combat avian flu. Michigan officials have temporarily banned all poultry and waterfowl exhibitions amid the bird flu outbreak that's spreading quickly across the U.S. Farms have been forced to euthanize millions of birds. State officials said the ban would last until Michigan goes 30 days without a case of the avian flu. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The NBA playoffs continue tonight with the Dallas Mavericks hosting the Phoenix Suns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.